It's the TED Radio Hour from NPR. I'm Manoush Zomorodi, and I am walking because today on the show, a more walkable world. Throughout the hour, ideas to get us moving more, from the latest in urban planning to walking as a form of protest and even as an act of kindness. But first, a story about the project we did last fall with a lot of listeners. It was called Body Electric, and it started with a little history lesson, because there was a time, long ago, when humans ran and walked everywhere.
Humans kind of had the body that they needed to be able to move, and the African savannah became a kind of perfect place in which the human body could flourish.
Vibar Cregan-Reed is the author of Primate Change, How the World We Made is Remaking Us. And he says back on the savannah, humans had a few main postures: standing, walking, running, and resting in a deep squat. But sitting, not so much.
It meant that we could hunt for much longer, much more sustained periods of time. We could basically outrun any animal on the planet. So the human body was fantastic on the savannah. We have approximately 49% of the bone density than that of hunter-gatherers.
Wow! No amount of time at the gym is going to bring that back, right? Jumping forward hundreds of thousands of years to the agricultural revolution, and access to food became easier. We didn't need to run around as much to hunt.
The biggest change that the human body undergoes is when we decide to settle. The fact that your fruit tree is now in your garden as opposed to 2 miles away saves you a great deal of time. It also saves you calories. It means you don't need to find as much food if you're using less food.
And then, in the industrial era, the inventions of electricity and gas meant life became even more efficient and sedentary.
The amount of time we spend indoors starts to have all kinds of effects on the human body. And from that moment, what we can see is a pull towards efficiency, so that you're removing friction from your everyday life. In the 1840s, it was definitely less than 1% of the working population was doing sedentary work.
Fast forward to the 1980s and the digital age.
In the beginning, the people who worked with computers were considered magicians.
That's when the personal computer entered the scene.
But digital took the mystery out of computers.
Computing comes into the home pretty slowly. Beginning in the late 70s, picks up a bit in the 1980s.
This is computer historian Lane Nooney.
Until the point that computers were so embedded in our workplaces, in our schools, and in our domestic lives that we couldn't get out of it.
Looking for a powerful home computer?
Introducing the new Personal System 2.
Apple Computer will introduce Macintosh.
Lane studies the effects of the personal computer on our bodies. And they say that the digital age brought a world of pain to us.
I think a lot of us don't realize how much pain we live in because of our interactions with computing. We don't remember a time before this kind of stress on the body.
Aching backs, stiff necks, tired eyes. We're sapped of our energy.
So the majority of our day is spent consuming technology. And what are we typically doing when we're consuming technology? Most likely not moving.
Keith Diaz is an associate professor of behavioral medicine at Columbia University Medical Center. And he says this can cause big problems in the long term.
Sitting for long periods at a time increases your risk for many chronic diseases, including diabetes, many forms of cancer, heart disease, dementia, and ultimately decreases your longevity.
Oof. Yeah. So in Keith's lab at Columbia, they tested various ways to counteract all that time on our bums, and they found a relatively simple solution.
So our research suggests that taking a walking break every half hour for 5 minutes can offset many of the harms from sitting all day.
Keith and his colleagues found that leisurely walking for 5 minutes every half hour was the best way to reduce people's blood pressure, their glucose levels, and their stress. So working out in the morning is great, but not if you're going to sit for the rest of the day.
what I like to tell folks is that it's not enough to just check off that exercise box for your day and think that you're done and you don't have to move the rest of the day.
And a standing desk, that doesn't count, because it all comes down to regularly moving our muscles.
So our muscles are really important for regulating our blood sugar levels. They're really important for regulating our triglyceride levels, which is fat in your bloodstream. And for the muscles to regulate those levels, they have to be used. They have to be contracted. They have to be stimulated. What happens is when the muscles are idle, when you're not moving and you're sitting for hours at a time, the muscles stop regulating and stop pulling blood sugar out of the bloodstream. They stop pulling fat out of the bloodstream. And obviously that's harmful to have blood sugar levels rising, to have these triglyceride levels rising in your body. So what we're finding is that your body needs, we'll call them activity snacks, that it just needs just regular stimulation, activation, use. For them to regulate your body's health, you have to give your muscles the stimulation they need to do their jobs.
At this point, maybe you've started walking while you're listening, if you weren't already. And maybe you're also thinking, walking every half hour, that's a lot of interruptions. Well, that's what I wondered too. Could people actually follow Keith's advice outside of the lab? And here's where TED Radio Hour listeners came in. Over 20,000 of you signed up for an NPR study with Columbia to try moving for 5 minutes every half hour, every hour, or every 2 hours. Now, it did not work out for everyone. This is a hard ask. But a lot of people did make it happen, and they loved it for many different reasons.
Hello! Today I got lots of friends on our 5 minute walks.
It's good to walk. It's good to be outside.
I have taken some of the breaks on my desk. Marching and dancing.
I'm a stay-at-home mom. While my kids are still sleeping, I've started implementing 5 minute bike rides.
15 minutes of soccer drills outside.
5 or 10 minutes before a meeting starts, sweep the house or swap out the laundry or clean the bathroom.
My energy went way up.
I feel so much better, can focus better, and I'm happier.
I felt as if I could go for longer, and I felt the strain, the mental exhaustion dissipate.
Now I'm moving more and life's great.
Keith and his team are still parsing all the data that they collected from listeners, and they're trying to understand more about what helped people succeed or fail at taking regular movement breaks. Because only half of the people who signed up were able to incorporate moving every half hour into their daily routine. So yeah, a lot of people dropped out. But for those who managed to consistently move, the preliminary findings are striking.
Everybody improved. Everybody saw improvements in their fatigue levels, in their positive emotions, and they saw decreases in their negative emotions. But what we found was something we call a dose-response relationship. And what that means is that the group that took the most breaks every half hour had the greatest response.
In other words, the more breaks people took, the better they reported feeling. And those breaks didn't seem to hurt job performance. Folks had more energy, reporting on average 25% less fatigue.
Yeah. We go from this vicious cycle of like feeling fatigued and feeling more fatigued and just spiraling downwards to now we're flipping it and we're changing the game here and we're getting people to move and they're feeling more energetic and they're moving more and they're building towards a more positive life. I mean, that's amazing.
And now, months later, for some, these new habits have just become their new way of living and working. And I want to share one story in particular from a listener named Zach in Maryland, who managed to use this Body Electric project to help him bounce back after a really tough year.
Hey, Manoush. This is Zach from Maryland. The last year has dealt me a major stroke at the ripe old age of 44. That was tough. But having you guys in my corner made all the difference. My doctors didn't really lay out a recovery plan for someone in their 40s trying to juggle a career and family life. With my job, video calls and Zoom are a big part of my day and contributed to the prolonged brain fog and just feeling like, blah. But then I had some heart surgery to fix the root cause of my stroke. To my surprise, I found Body Electric about the same time. After that, I started taking these 5-minute breaks every hour, or sometimes I'll just take a walk outside if I need some sunshine. So guess what? The brain fog is finally lifted, and I'm feeling more optimistic that it's gone for good. My cognitive therapist, she's blown away by my progress. I feel like I've got my swagger back. Seriously, you guys have been a lifeline for me during this whole journey, and I'm so grateful for everything. Thanks a lot.
Zach, thank you, and congrats. Yeah, our technology keeps a lot of us from doing what our bodies need. For many of us, though, sitting doesn't have to be the norm if we experiment a little bit with our daily routine. But let's also acknowledge that easily adding movement to our lives, well, it often depends on who's in charge of our time.
Yeah, well, I mean, ultimately, what you're getting at is it's a culture change. You know, we spend our time trying to convince the workforce and employers that you should allow your employees to take breaks to move. A employee who's in a better mood, who's feeling less fatigued and feeling more energized, is a more productive employee.
My hope is that our findings kickstart a conversation among executives, healthcare professionals, and tech designers to find more ways for more people to take their long-term physical and mental health into consideration every day. If you're curious and think you might want to take the Body Electric Challenge, go to npr.org/bodyelectric. You can get a one-page guide to get you started. You can also listen to the series by searching for Body Electric wherever you listen to podcasts. When we come back, how our built environment makes us want to walk, or too often, doesn't. Urban planner Jeff Speck.
There are enough people who want to live car-free that if given the choice to live car-free, they would do so.
Today on the show, a more walkable world. I'm Manoush Zomorodi, and you're listening to the TED Radio Hour from NPR. We'll be right back.